Hello, everyone. This is Kelly Beard of Karmic Tools, and this audio and video is going to be about Hathor, the goddess of beauty and self-love. I'm having so much fun making these videos for you, and we have Lilith and Durga still to go, but this week is Hathor. What I wanted to do was connect to these various aspects of our self-love and self-care departments. And she's really good for the beauty and self-love piece. So the idea is to connect with the goddess that inspires you and is also possibly calling to something that's up in your world at this time. Hathor always inspires us to look at our inner beauty, but she can also help us. And certainly at this time of the year, during Leo Virgo time, we improve our outer appearance, or we take on a new personal style at different times in our lives. Maybe it's time for that right now. It's definitely a good energy to deepen your appreciation of femininity in general, because that really helps us tap into the beauty of ourselves. This group so far is all women, and it's important for us to remember the softer aspects, let's say, being receptive and loving and juicy and wild. We get caught up in our superwoman, everyday person that's trying to be mother, wife, friend, sister, daughter, everything to everybody. All women go through this in all cultures to various degrees and with different, you know, specialties in each culture have a different focus, but essentially it's the same. So we can forget about our beauty treatments and the things that we would like to do for ourselves just to make ourselves feel better, but let alone on any kind of regular basis. So I know for me, I was getting facials on a regular basis for a couple of years there, and I so miss that. And so I'm going to go back to it. But that's one of the things that can slip by the wayside because you're not making time or we don't have the money. For me, of course, it was a lot of those. At the same time, it's a priority that we have to make for ourselves because it's more than just a beauty treatment. It's an investment in yourself. It's restoring your biggest organ, which is your skin, if we're going to talk about skincare in general. It's the shield between you and the rest of the world. Why would that not be a priority? Getting a massage is so vital to moving the fluids through your body and helping realign things that get knotted up and twisted and held in tightness in our everyday life. Not saying even on the hard days, you know, just on regular life. But now we have 2020 and the rest, and there's extra stuff to work out. So this week, if you can, start looking at the ways in which you take care of yourself. Can you do your own self-massage? I do that a lot, and I do it so much and so automatically that some people catch me sometimes like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm rubbing my legs or I'm rubbing my arms. I'm, you know, moving the energy and I'm trying to reconnect with myself and I'm keeping myself awake, right? And keeping it flowing. That's ultimately what it is. We get in these routines as human beings and we do the same thing day in and day out. We do the same movements day in and day out, and our body never gets to stretch in other ways and do it differently. So Hathor can help you improve your environment, especially the bathroom and bedroom. In this case, because we're doing self-love, self-care, and that's so private, I think that's why it turned out to be just the bathroom where we cleanse and replenish and restore ourselves, and the bedroom where we rest and replenish and restore ourselves, right? So these things have to be whatever you want them to be, because otherwise they don't restore you, right? So let's do some improvements there. It can be one little thing. I just changed a picture in my bathroom. I've got animals all over my room and beautiful wild animals and a lot of big cats, right? So I have the tiger and the mountain lion next to my desk, and I have Black Panther and Jaguar across from my desk. But in the bathroom, when you open the door, it is a picture of 9 big cats all in one picture. And for some reason, after all these years of keeping sunsets in my bathroom, I wanted a change. And I did that, and it's changed everything about how I move around that bathroom. I'm more connected to my fierceness. I'm more connected to myself. In this room, it's all about me. I don't have to think about, oh God, just get me together so I can function with everybody else. No, now I go in there with a little more, I don't know, attitude, strength. It changed something. So it's not like you gotta totally remodel the bathroom or the bedroom. But you could get a new comforter, you could get a new pillow, or you could get a new plant for the bedroom. I love this picture of the bedroom that I found as a garden. I think that is so beautiful because that's where we want to restore. And so there's different things that appeal to different people. And I got to say, it was really tough finding. I didn't even find a bedroom that really appealed to me. That's why I like that garden one so much. But it is time to reacquaint yourself with your own sensual nature in some capacity, whether it's maybe reading a sensual novel and just timing out, escaping into another world, or actually doing that kind of self-massage and deep soaks in the tub and extra 20 minutes of sleep at night, or going to bed early so you can read in bed before you go to sleep. That's a luxury to me. I haven't done in years, and I'm starting to do it again. So there are little things that we are all magnetized to that make us feel better, and if you stack enough of them together, make us feel whole again and make us feel strong enough to go face the next day, right? But as we're getting to know our sensual nature, which Hathor is really amazing for on many levels, what's your favorite way to be touched? Everybody's different with that. But at the same time, let's say, well, after COVID, I've joked about this in the beginning, 50% of the people are going to be dying to be hugged and the rest are never going to want to be touched again. But in general, we know that if babies are not touched, they die. So human beings in general, by nature and by and large for most of us around the world, need to be touched in some form or fashion. And it's unique to you, the individual. So reacquainting yourself with how you like to be touched and then making an effort to get touched that way, whether you're doing it for yourself or whether you have a partner to help. But what kind of beauty and general aesthetic magnetizes you? What do you consider beautiful? And how can you improve your environment in some way to make it prettier and nicer and more comfy and cushy and cozy? That's what we're up to right now, because we're heading into fall in the time when we're going to be inward anyway, at least in this hemisphere. But choose a beauty treatment, you know, a facial, a pedicure, a massage, whatever it is you like. Some people, you know, don't want their feet touched. That's another thing. Some people don't like to be touched in this way, but they love to be touched in that way. So just knowing yourself so that you can be clear about it is so helpful. When you're getting to know yourself again or at a new level or after big endings or big new beginnings like we're all experiencing, 2020 really is going to have a before and after effect in really dramatic ways, personally, socially, and collectively. So once again, we're going to turn to Lori Sue Brockway's A Goddess is a Girl's Best Friend. And she says that Hathor is a girl's best friend when it comes to owning your inner beauty and inventing a personal style and regime that helps you live it. Deep breath. She helps you see your truest beauty and also helps you use the realm of fashion and self-care to empower yourself. At the same time, she opens your spiritual eyes to the gorgeous soul that exists beyond physicality or fashion. She represents inner beauty and self-admiration. So I really want us to be able to do this. That's why I love one of her symbols is the mirror. So this is the week to think about doing some mirror work, which always moves energy and is a powerful exercise that unlocks your connection to you, which is ultimately what all this work is about, especially this month. I mean, you can't get no more all about you than Leo time. I know we're shifting into Virgo now. And so that's why we're also going to shift from dolphin to spider, because now a little bit of our exercises is they're changing now. And the things that we need to be focused on are shifting. But dolphin's still going to be in there all throughout. So we also go into her Egyptian background. Egyptian goddess Hathor was the goddess of love, beauty, and pleasure, and guardian of women. A multifaceted divine female who represented many things to ancient Egyptians. She manifested in many forms. She is a fiery solar deity and a close consort, a lover who is a combination of the sun god Ra and the god Horus. She was a favorite among common folk and was also embraced by one of the few female pharaohs who ruled and encouraged the cult of Hathor. Her religion was considered joyful. Her main place of worship was in Dendera, a city that thrived on ongoing celebration. This is another thing that we can do for ourselves during this time is celebrate something. I know that we all could pick our bodies apart and pick all the things we don't like, but I think it's really important for us to have the part of our body that we do like or the part of our face that we do like and consider beautiful and really lock in and celebrate it. Not only love it, but celebrate it. As one of Egypt's most ancient goddesses, she's been blended with many popular deities. She is sometimes indistinguishable in look and role from Isis. She is also said to be the sister, or the milder aspect, of the lion goddess Sekhmet. Hathor's first form was as a cow goddess, a mother deity who empowers and feeds devotees with her rich milk. Hathor was believed to materialize during childbirth to help women through it. She was a special guardian spirit of women and female animals. She was often depicted holding a mirror, and thus the mirror represents the ritual reminder of the goddess's energy. The Greeks were fond of her too and equated her with their own goddess of beauty and love, Aphrodite. Hathor is usually seen as a slim Egyptian woman with dark eyes, highlighted by coal dark hair. She wears a wide and jeweled neck piece, and her headpiece is that of cow's horns with a solar disc atop. So we love working with Hathor for learning how to love ourselves, learning how to love our lives that we create with our own two hands every day. So consider where pleasure, joy, laughter, all rank in your life. You know, I've talked to a lot of people, especially after 2020, that can't remember what the word fun even means. And that's sad to me because another time I've heard about the elders saying that traditionally indigenous people worked 8 hours a day, rested 8 hours a day, and played 8 hours a day. That's how natural humans grow and learn and thrive. So when you cancel that pleasure, joy, laughter, like I'm big on comedy and I'm big on music because it helps keep me smiling. Try something that inspires or awakens the pleasure and fun for you. Maybe you need to find it in a new way. I know I do. At post 50, fun is a very different animal than it was when you were 25. We get to grow with that. We get to explore new possibilities for fun and joy and pleasure. Well, I guess I sort of touched on this, but pick two things you love about yourself, one inner and one outer. So what do you love about your nature, which is kind of inner and invisible? And what do you love about your looks and appearance and presence with other people? Find an old or a new theme song and reconnect with music. Like I just said, this huge, it's a huge part of maintaining joy and balance in your life. For 1 month, treat yourself in a maternal way, as you would a cherished child. So that's a big one for me because I really poured a lot of my energy as a Cancer into parenthood. And I have been saying that since 2015, since my son left the house. I want to love and treat myself the way I did my child because I was all in 110% for the entire time without stopping. So I want that inner dedication, and I am renewing that inner dedication as we speak, because 5 years is long enough, and 2020 just pushed a whole lot of things over the top that, let's say, are non-essential, and so they're off the list. And I talked about this a couple of years ago about flipping the priority list. A lot of us have this priority list that we've been having for 10, 20 years, and it's time to take whatever was at the bottom and move it to the top, and whatever was at the top, move it to the bottom. And see how your life changes. Because for me, it was my own personal time and just exactly what we're touching in on right now, the self-care and the self-love and the time for mom did not happen as consistently as it coulda, woulda, shoulda. So I'm definitely dedicated to doing that going forward for myself and the new two-step dance I'm learning with my husband. Hang out with artists, musicians, singers, actors, trapeze and acrobats. I mean, people who are wildly different from you, but immensely creative souls. ones that have to express whatever's going on within them. And when we reconnect with those artists, then we awaken the artist within. So for those of you who really don't think you're an artist, there's a great book, The Artist's Way, that has exercises to walk you through getting to know your inner artist. It's by Julia Cameron. But when you're around those creative types, it is inspiring and it can wake things up in you that you would never think of on your own. Write a story, a poem, or a song where you are the beautiful heroine. I'm, like I said, trying to get back into my poetry. I used to write 3 poems a day, so I think I can at least get away with 1 now. The idea is to make time for it, I'm finding. You know, I'd love to write it, but I'm not making time to sit and craft the way I used to. So I'm trying to create that space as we speak, as part of my daily ritual that I give myself an hour to sit down and write. And I give myself that gift. So what gift could you give yourself at this time that you've been missing for a really long time that would make you a happier, better person for the rest of your world and the rest of the things you have to do in a day, in a week, in a month, in a year? The other thing that Hathor is really gifted with, and I don't think she mentioned it in that book, but she's known in other places for helping us with conscious grief work, because she's actually also known as one who helps guide the souls who have just crossed over. So they're on the other side trying to figure out where they're going next. I like that concept because I feel like we're totally in that zone too with 2020. It's purgatory. We're not in the old and we're not in the new yet. So let's consciously develop and choose where we want to go next. Let's not get forced into anything. She can help us honor the ancestors, especially any restless ones, because like I said, she guides that space. She's known for supporting you in that space. So even if you don't know who they are, you might just do a little prayer, light a little candle to help the restless souls of the world move on. And may that act of kindness that you extend out benefit you as well by releasing some of your restlessness and discomfort with the unknown and confusion at being in between, and bless it. And instead of looking back, look forward. And we talked about this in the last one, plan the party first, you know, look forward. What can you celebrate if you could integrate one good self-care habit or practice that you can stick to, let's just say for 1 month. And if you can do it for 1, maybe you can do it for 2 or 6. So little things make big differences, but you have to celebrate yourself and your life in some way because it feeds the inner child and it feeds your heart and it gets it beating faster, and it's a good thing. So here are some things that might help with any of the prayer work or ritual work you want to do that you invite Hathor in for. Part of her Egyptian story, when we were talking about the ancestors and the grief work that we can activate as well with her help, spoke to the sycamore tree, which is what they made their coffins out of. And they would have 2 of the sycamore trees on either side of the eastern gate, which is a powerful exercise in and of itself. The east is air and the new beginning. And so the sycamore tree can help you with strength, protection, reliability, clarity. And Hathor likes frankincense and myrrh incense, turquoise, malachite, gold, and copper. So make an offering to her for your love life, if you're looking for a mate or improved intimacy, or if you want to get pregnant. Because remember, she is that great mother of all mothers, which is so powerful to extend that maternal love to yourself. It's huge. It's huge. Even for people who had the best mother in the whole world, there is a gift in nurturing yourself in certain ways that fortifies you and makes you stronger and more beautiful going forward. So I'm also going to link in your tools in the classroom this article where I found a lot of these pictures, and I want to close with that because she talks about this mother of mothers, and here it goes. It is told in mythology that the goddess Hathor, who was the mother of mothers, was the goddess of women, maturity, children, and work. So we can call all that in if we need to. Her enigmatic energy connected with women to offer her help in difficulties such as imagination, work, well-being, magnificence, and questions of the heart. The goddess Hathor was the deity of grandeur and favored works of renewal. She was usually offered with two mirrors because she used to talk about mirrors and special beauty items. It was not held that this concept was frivolous and vain, but rather that it confirmed the exquisiteness and compassion, distinguishing the beautiful and the majestic. Deep breath. So we're back to mirror work and just basic self-care. So have fun with Hathor. Invite her into your world. Let's see if Lori Sue has a couple of suggestions. Lori Sue's suggestions are to select a special mirror of your own, which is a good idea. Find an image of Hathor. I've shown you a couple. You can go and look for some more. Attach the picture to the mirror and do your mirror work. Try a few eye exercises to meld with the goddess and then connect to your own beautiful essence. Create a mantra for yourself there and plant those messages into your heart and mind. Love being a girl, a female, a feminine force to be reckoned with, and create your own style. So there's a lot there. She goes on to suggest that you could treat yourself well regularly, enjoy reflexology, install more mirrors in your home. Now, I've done that because I work at home, so I'm not always seeing other people, and I'm really never seeing what I look like. So I wanted to be very mindful of that, and I added some mirrors, and I've had people comment on it. They're like, I would never think to have a mirror in here. And so it has been helpful. And of course, that beautiful Hathor mirror is a fun one to start with. If you can find a handheld one, like the old antiques that are really pretty. But that's it for now, darlings. Enjoy some Hathor. Dig into your beauty, inner beauty, outer beauty, self-love and self-care. And give it a little nod this week. See if you can work in something for yourself that makes you feel good. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening. This is Kelly Beard signing off.